about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got some pretty interesting stories today. Apparently, some of those robots that you hear being used in surgery, some of them sometimes go rogue, like clamping on the tissue and not giving up when, you know, its creator tells it to, kind of like a Frankenstein type of thing. So we're going to talk about that. While we're on the topic of hospitals, apparently those beeping alarms, beep, 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 you know, all those weird beeps. Apparently, hospital workers get so used to them that they're saying dozens of deaths have now been reported in a new Joint Commission report because people are ignoring the hospital alarms. All right? Pretty scary stuff. Then we have a new hospital gown that will cover the tushy. I am extremely happy about this one because, you know, my tushy is not my finest feature. You know, some people think it's kind of, I do not like my tushy. And, you know, it's difficult because whenever I'm in the hospital and I get lots of colonoscopies and lots of procedures done just because I'm a busy girl, lots of people see my tushy, and I'm kind of sick of it, okay? You know, especially with everything going on with people tweeting and WikiLeaking, and wasn't it Senator McConnell was, I guess, talking strategy about how to handle the campaign against Ashley Judd? I guess she's had breakdowns and has admitted to breaking down and losing it at times or whatever. And so I guess Senator McConnell was talking to aides. Somebody secretly taped him. That's being leaked. You know, you bet your butt that my butt would be leaked. So not even going to go there. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, as well as any breaking news. You know, we're going to lay it on you. All right, 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So pretty quickly, since I know you guys are all excited about this new hospital gown, Detroit Hospital debuts a new gown that covers the tushy. It resembles a wraparound robe. The gown closes in the back, and I don't understand why gowns have to close in the back. You know, for a couple years in our practice, when we would put people in the gowns, you know, so we could do EKG, etc., breast exam, we had them open in front because it was ridiculous opening in the back and then lifting, and it just didn't make sense. The problem is we didn't want to look like we were doing anything halfway, half-assed. So I, you know, and yeah, I should have probably designed. That's something I would love to do. Do designer patient gowns, something that could hold your smartphone, something that could hold your pack of cigarettes. I mean, because most of my patients smoke no matter what I tell them. They're smoking, right? Something that holds a big gulp. I mean, you know, nobody listens to me anyway, so we might as well make gowns that, you know, fit the trend. Anyway, this resembles a wraparound robe. The gown closes in the back and front. It's made of a thicker cotton and polyester blend to help patients stay warmer. Polyester blend. You want to know something? When I was in the hospital getting my, what was I getting done? Was it a colonoscopy or an EGD? It was probably my EGD colonoscopy. I know I forgot to air it. I'm sorry. They did have a gown that kind of wrapped around, and it had like an internal heater. There was a vacuum pump in there that blew. There was basically a pipe pump that blew hot air while you were sitting there in the gown freezing. It was so cool. They're like, Dr. Dahlia, you got to try this. So I'm sitting there naked, but it doesn't matter because I was in the gown and I was warm. So Detroit isn't the only one that gets props for coming up with a new gown. These gowns that I had, where was I? I think I was at Valley Hospital. Anyway, really cool stuff. They say their particular wraparound gown that covers the tushy is being used on several inpatient floors. Well, they were able to do the colonoscopy in my gown. I think they just ripped a big giant hole into it. I don't know. I was asleep before I had to undress. What they did is they, you know, when you get your colonoscopy and your EGD, you're all dressed, everybody's giggling, you know, you're looking to make sure there's enough lubricant. I've had a couple of these done. And, they wanted to make sure I wasn't pregnant. You know, we're talking, I tried to, you know, make sure they went in the right orifice, okay? You know, I don't need them looking up my fallopian tubes, just, you know, go into the right orifices. And, then they put you to sleep. So I was kind of still dressed enough. Okay, so my guess is they grabbed the pair of shears and they opened up a big hole. Because my gown was still intact. I don't know what they did. I don't think I want to know. But they got up in there. I know that because I saw the pictures. Anyway, this particular gown at the Detroit Hospital was developed by the Henry Ford Innovation Institute. You thought they only did cars. In collaboration with the College for Creative Studies in Detroit. Boy, they had to use a lot of big minds working on this gown that covered the tushy. Michael Forbes is a product designer at the... Really? All we're talking about is a flipping gown. Michael Forbes is a product designer at the Henry Ford Innovation Institute and graduate for the College for Creative Studies. He said in a statement Monday, how come he gets to make statements? I've been making this statement for years on the show. Get a gown that covers the butt. And his statement is, here we go, quote, number one goal was to close the backside of the gown. That's his quote. I could have taught you how to do a gown. Honestly, people, it's ridiculous. And officials hope to license the design to a manufacturer. All right, you know what? I'm sick and tired of somebody else making money on my ideas. I was probably the first one to ever suggest covering up the tushy. I know you all think you did, but I did it publicly. I was the first one to put my neck on the line to put any aspirations for a political career right on the chopping block by going on air and demanding that somebody figure out how to cover the butt in a hospital gown. Do I get any credit? No. Anything Dr. Dahlia says, no. Somebody else I'm not going to sue the guy. Why would I sue the guy? Okay, honestly, I won't. All right, guys, when we come back, medical surgical robots going rogue. And big shocker here, many Americans are skipping medicines to save money. No. Your medical questions, taking your calls now, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plan this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Freeze Dry Guy is sponsoring this segment of the show. Please check out Freeze Dry Guy and their April specials. Got a lot of good stuff, yummy food, pretty good specials that they got going on right now. You want to take advantage, go to freezedryguy.com. All right, so robotic surgeries. How many of you guys have had a robotic surgery? And, I mean, did you like it? Was it easier, less post-op time? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Robotic-assisted surgery is the new thing. And we're using it for a variety of conditions. Pretty cool. When I get my hysterectomy, and I don't know when I want to do it yet, I'm trying to figure out when, you know, because I'd probably have to take off air. The last surgery I had, I went on air the next day, and I didn't realize how much I used my abdominal muscles to, I had an umbilical hernia. I didn't realize how much I used my abdominal muscles to speak, and I was in so much pain, and I was short of breath. when I did the show. So my guess is if I'm going to get a hysterectomy, I'm probably going to take 2 days off, honestly. When I gave birth, I was back at work in 3 days. I just don't mess around. I got things to do. But I was hoping to let the robot do it. You know, I mean, I'm a married woman. You know, my husband doesn't really want any more men, you know, in that area than has already been throughout my lifetime. So I told him I was just going to do it with the robot. Yeah, there are going to be a couple men in the room, but hopefully they won't be looking. Most likely it'd be like a vaginal hysterectomy. That's my guess. I would love for them to do the, you know, hysterectomy orally, you know, so I could be completely dressed, but I don't think it's going to happen. All right, so anyway, I guess the FDA now is, according to CBS, here's the headline, eyeing an increase in freak accident during robotic surgeries. Apparently, the multi-million dollar armed robot named Da Vinci, so he paints too, has been used in over 400 surgeries nationwide last year. But now it's under scrutiny. Da Vinci is under scrutiny, number one, because he's trying to impersonate a painter. But number two, they say there's several deaths that may be linked to this robot, not to mention the high cost of using the robot. Now, they say some of these were kind of freak accidents, like the hand, the robotic hand wouldn't let go of the tissue grass during surgery, a robotic arm hitting a patient in the face as she lay on the operating. Who's giggling? No, that's not funny. A robot hitting the patient in the face while she's lying there asleep. No, because remember, she's got the oxygen, you know, she's got the intubation and everything connected. That's not funny. Stop the giggling. Some doctors say that they are concerned about the wow factor and the heavy marketing that's been used. Others say they don't trust it. Others say it's awesome. All right, we've been using the Da Vinci for gallbladders, for prostates, even repairing heart valves. I think they're even using them for transplants now. All right, it is more popular here in the U.S. than other areas, but we're just really big on robots. I think it was the whole Terminator series. I think that really got us thinking, you know, that we could have robots help us. I mean, remember, we doctors aren't getting paid jack diddly squat anymore like we used to. So we might as well have somebody else help us, right, that we don't have to really pay for it to malpractice. It's a robot, okay? You know, you hire a physician assistant or a nurse practitioner, you got to pay for their malpractice. But, you know, you have a robot, you don't even have to feed them. All right, so let's see some of the stuff that's been going on, okay? All right, well, first, let's just describe how these robots work. Basically, surgeons control the robot while sitting at a computer screen, I guess. Keep in mind, I have never done a robotic surgery because that came out after my training. I was already deep into my private practice, so I didn't get to assist. Now, the laparoscopic surgeries where we use the cameras and we use the portals and we put our instruments through the portal so you're not cut wide open, that I've done. And I was pretty adept at that. That was very comfortable. Not with the robot, okay? I've never done a surgery with the robot. But rather than the doctor having to stand over the patient, and if he has a bad back or a bad neck, or like with me, an occasional hemorrhoid flare-up, you get to sit on your hemorrhoid pillow. And these operations, therefore, are a little less tiring. Plus, let's say you had a crap load of Mountain Dew, and your hand is shaking. A robot's hand doesn't shake. Stop the giggles. Come on, people. Gosh, can you just behave? They also say that robotic surgery, a lot of times you'll see less bleeding and you get to go home sooner because with the robot, you could use less of an incision site as to the old open type of repairs or even the laparoscopic, okay? But the FDA has heard that there's been some increase in issues and I guess last year, five deaths. Now, they say that there could be more because doctors aren't required to report such things. The device makers and the hospitals are. So if something goes wrong, I guess the hospital is. I mean, I've never been in surgery, you know, I've never had anything go wrong, knock on wood, in my practice. So, I mean, my guess is I would tell somebody. I would tell the hospital administrator, and the hospital administrator would fill out the paperwork. See, we doctors, we don't like to do paperwork. We give our paperwork to somebody else. I mean, that's what they do in the hospital. Me, in my practice, I do my own paperwork because I really don't I don't have that kind of staff. I would love to have somebody do my paperwork, right? Have like a Dr. Dahlia assistant. I would love. Do you guys have personal assistants? That must be so nice. I would love to have a personal assistant. Okay, so anyway, we have used robotic surgeries now. Last year, 367,000 times. Okay, so what have we seen happen? Now, keep in mind, these are just a few instances. These are just a few quote-unquote accidents that happened with these robots. Of course, I don't have a list of all the things happening manually. Okay, so don't freak out over this. We gotta, you know, take this with a grain of salt, okay? They said a woman had died during a 2012 hysterectomy when a surgeon-controlled robot accidentally nicked a blood vessel. Okay, now, I mean, keep in mind, I mean, when we do surgery, we can nick blood vessels also. I mean, if a blood vessel decides to kind of get in the way, that's why whenever we do surgery, we always tell the blood vessels to move. A Chicago man had died in 2007 after a spleen surgery. Spleens bleed. Spleens are probably one of your juicier organs. So if you're getting a spleenectomy, all right, and that could be, that's already kind of a higher risk. But I guess they were using the robot for that. A New York man whose colon was allegedly perforated during prostate surgery. Da Vinci's maker filed that report after seeing a newspaper article about it and said the doctor's office declined to provide additional information. Well, it's nice to know that these guys read the newspapers. All right, so when you're having prostate surgery, you do have bowels all over the place. I mean, it could happen. I'm not saying this to defend robotic surgery, but I also want to put things into perspective. These types of injuries that could happen with the robot can also happen with a man or woman. A robotic arm wouldn't let go of tissue grasped during colorectal surgery on January 14th. I better not hear any giggles. We had to do a total system shutdown to get the grasper to open its jaws. This was a report filed by the hospital. The report said the patient was not injured. I mean, some of us, our colorectal tissue is grabbed all the time. A robotic arm hit a patient in the face during a hysterectomy. Stop it. The company filed that report and said it is unknown. Stop it. If the patient was injured, but that the surgeon decided to switch to an open, more invasive operation instead. Yeah, if your robot is witch slapping your patient, you got a problem with that. You know, I was always afraid that, to be honest, I mean, if I could really be open here, one of the reasons why I have never opted for a robot to do any of the surgeries that I've had is because I am afraid that the robot will look inside, see all the scarring, see all the damage done from, I mean, who knows what, you know, my pelvis was doing in my younger days, and just go up to my face and just witch slap me, right? I'm afraid of the robot. I'm afraid the robot will tell my husband. He's like, you know, I don't know what this girl told you about her past boyfriends, but dang. So I've been kind of avoiding the whole robot thing. At least the surgeon, you know, you could say, you know, just kind of hush. Okay, any foreign bodies that you find in there, just, you know, dump them in the bin and the hazard. Yeah, dump them in the hazard garbage and go about your day. But the robot could come out, tell my husband, surgery went fine. Your wife must have been a hoochie mama. Okay. All right. Okay, so anyway, so what they're going to do is they're going to basically, you know, look at robotic surgery. They're going to make sure, you know, the computer system. I don't think they're minimizing and playing solitaire. I really think that the surgeon is paying attention. You have to. I mean, you know, cut us some slack. I mean, you know, everything makes mistakes. Human makes mistakes. Computers make mistakes. You know, what I would do is if your doctor is, discussing robotic surgery, talk to them about the statistical rate. And if the numbers don't sound too confusing, you can make a decision. Okay, don't go away, guys. You guys are chintzing out on your medicines. Why? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord,
Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's DRDALIAH.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAI. Look, you got to have fun. I mean, if you're going to be doing a health show, you need to have fun because some of these stories can be really dark and gloomy, and I mean, if you can't have fun with this stuff, then then fine, you know, we'll just kind of, you know, discuss things like all the other media outlets do. Robotic surgery can be linked to extra complications. The additional complications are as such. I mean, if you want that, that's what we could do. I mean, honestly, I'm looking for ratings. I am. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAI. Some of you are new. Some of you have not been listening over the last few years. I'm on a new time on XM in a new affiliate. Welcome. All right. Welcome. Glad you guys found me. Basically, this is the only mainstream medical talk show where I answer your medical questions right by the seat of my pants. I get them right, usually, right? And then I give you guys the latest and the greatest in news. I'm still kind of watching this whole North Korea thing. North Korea has been threatening nuclear strike now every day. If you guys have any opinions on what we should be doing right now, I mean, I'm throwing in get your freeze dry guy, all right? But I'm really not sure what Obama is doing about North Korea. Can somebody just please clue us in? In terms of medical news or health headlines, and sometimes there is some breaking news, okay? Sometimes I get to, you know, give you guys some breaking news. Like, for example, there's this origami condom that I guess the Bill Gates Foundation is sponsoring, an origami condom. That's some breaking news. I'm going to make sure we get to that. But let's move on here. We were talking about, in the previous segment, robotic surgeries and how some have been linked to death. Now they're saying hospital alarms and these beeping alarms from devices have actually caused dozens of deaths because we're ignoring them as hospital workers. The beeping devices include those that measure blood pressure, beep, heart rate, beep, catheter overflow, beep, beep, beep. Code brown when somebody poops in the bed. Beep. You know, so there's a variety of beeps that we get. And, you know, I remember being on call doing my 36-hour shifts and being on that night. And, you know, you start to fall asleep and your eyes close. And it just sounds like beep, 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 beep. But, you know, you drink some coffee, you splash some water on your face, or you smack yourself in the face. Or you go to one of the robots and have them smack in the face like allegedly they're doing. And you go on your way. Well, apparently what we're finding out is that there have been, I guess, 80 deaths and 13 injuries, between severe injuries between 2009 and 2012. Hospitals voluntarily report these to the commission, so we have no idea. We have no idea if that's an underestimation. These are people reporting it, all right? And they think that what happens is people are ignoring or misinterpreting an alarm that could have set off a chain of events that ended up leading to injury and or death. My big concern is, what if the patient isn't hooked up yet to the alarm? What if my friend's father was being moved up from the ER? And when we move a patient, we'll have usually the blood pressure cuff on, okay? We'll have the pulse oximetry on the finger to check your oxygen on the index finger, let's say. But we unplug to move you, you know, because you got to be in the elevator and, you know, we're moving you to another room. Then what we do is we have a setup in the patient room and you get plugged in. Well, one of my friend's fathers wasn't plugged in. Something happened. The nurse had to run to another room and he starts desaturating. So he just calls out because nobody was answering the nurse button. And a nurse comes in there and says, "You're having a panic attack. Calm down. We'll get to you when we get to you." He wasn't having a panic attack. He was desaturating. He was dying. All right, so he starts to throw things out of the room into the hallway to get somebody's attention because he couldn't get out of the bed. He was too weak. Meanwhile, his oxygen was desaturating into the 80s, and normal is about 98, 99. So, and don't think an 88 desaturation saturation is like a B+. No, no, no. It's you're failing. When you're in the 80s, and thank God somebody hooked him up to the machine. I think it actually was one of his kids. One of his kids had came up the one of his sons had come up the other elevator. They're adults, and plugged him in and saw where the numbers were and hooked him up to the oxygen. It was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, mind you, I love our nurses. Nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system, but sometimes there's just not enough of them. And if they are busy dealing with another patient in another room, you are relying on the beeps or something to get their attention, especially if you're asleep. So I know we had the robotic story a segment or two before. That doesn't scare me as much as this. You're talking about people dying because they're either their alarms are being ignored or the alarms are not working right. I mean, this blows my mind. Now, these beeps do get tedious. Maybe what they need to do is, rather than a beep, have a like a voice command saying desaturation, desaturation, so somebody runs in. Now, true, you want to make sure that the nurse understands English, which is probably why they don't have English verbal commands on these. I can't tell you how many of the nurses I had trained with in my training could barely understand me. And it's not because I spoke quickly. They didn't know English. And so, you know, the idea of, all right, well, why don't we just have these alarms just come out and say what's going on if they don't understand? Okay, and what if they're hard of hearing? Do we ever examine a doctor's or a nurse's hearing when we certify them or when we give them a license? No. No, we don't. Now, I'm hard of hearing, but I could hear sounds. I just can't discriminate words sometimes. So if there is a whole bunch of sounds and beeping and stuff going on, and somebody is telling me something, or a machine is telling me something, but what I would probably do is move my butt and go up and look at it. So, yeah, there's too many beeps as everything becomes more electronic, not to mention you got, you know, the computers doing the beeps. Every time you hit enter or backslash or delete or backspace, it's beeping. Control-Alt-Delete has a beep. It's just beep, 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 beep all the time. No wonder. Now, you know, depending on the hospital you're in, sometimes you have a nurse per two patients. Sometimes you have a nurse per four patients. Now, usually hospitals are very good about making sure the staff is not over stressed. And they want to make sure that a nurse is not handling too much. What I learned very early on in my training days is you have a family member there with you at all times. At all times. And I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, that's ridiculous. How do you do that? And I mean, these are for the people, you know, patients where, you know, they're on, you know, telemetry and they're in the CIMC or ICU. Now, I understand there's visiting hours and they kick family members out, which is difficult. But I can't tell you how many times I would be doing rounds and somebody that wasn't my patient, the father or the wife or the husband would come out saying, doctor, please come in and check out this patient. And so it wouldn't even be the floor I was working on, but of course I'd run over there and I'd see something wrong and I'm like, where's the nurse? And again, mind you, if a nurse has to deal with two or three other patients, it's not her fault. So, you know, if you could have an advocate there in the room, that's the best. Now, keep in mind, they're only talking about dozens of deaths. Okay, keep in mind, we have people hooked up to hospitals all over this country. We have millions of people right now in hospitals hooked up to monitors, and they're fine. Maybe we do need to fine-tune our system. It's very easy to be distracted. I almost lost my first son because I was in a 13-minute contraction, and nobody listen to the beeps. Nobody looked at my monitor. I didn't even have a monitor. I was in a room where the monitor was broken. But I didn't mind because I was a doctor. I'm like, look, guys, use the good rooms for the other patients. Meanwhile, my kid was in a 13-minute contraction. Heart rate was dropping from the 140s all the way down to the 40s. If it wasn't for me screaming for a nurse, he could have died. So, and my husband, it was the one time he took a little break and he wasn't in the room. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's talk about how you're trying to save money on your medicines. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out. We'll be right back.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So the CBC has released a report saying many Americans are skipping their doses, and they're skipping it more on their pricey ones, as expected. And they're doing it to save money and have no idea what they're doing to themselves, which is why it takes me, Dr. Dahlia, to put everybody on the right track. Now, I get it. These prescriptions are expensive. Trust me. Okay? I've had to be on prescription medications for an antibiotic, for a suppository, birth control. I get it. it could be expensive, okay? And I understand that people are taking their medications half-assed. Okay, that's, we've had this discussion on birth control. We've had this discussion on blood pressure medication. I get it. All right. They say last year Americans spent $45 billion out of pocket on prescription drugs. But we are trying to figure out how to cut these costs. Now, many of us go by our natural instinct. And our natural instinct is I feel fine. So I'm not going to put a pill in my body. My allergy medication, if I get, let's say, some Allegra or some Zyzal, I do the same thing. I don't want to take that medication every day. No, I don't want to do it. If I don't think I need it, I don't want to put a pill in my mouth. I don't like putting pills in my mouth. I don't, okay, or suppositories, anything like that. I just don't. So I feel fine. I'm not going to take the allergy medicine. Then, right, by 3, 4 o'clock, I'm screwed. All right, I'm sneezing. If I am developing some early asthma, I'm starting to notice it in my lungs. All right, and this idea of taking medication for preventative is still a pretty novel idea for a lot of us because we just don't like to pop pills. Now, yeah, the people popping the Xanax and the Lortab, etc., that's, you know, they need it. They know they feel it. That's why they're taking it. But for those of you on blood pressure medicine, you're skipping. So what we're finding is some of you guys are doing an every other day with your cholesterol medicine or an every other day or every third day with your blood pressure. Or what very commonly you guys do is you say, I take it when I remember. But you don't admit that to the doctor. And what's very concerning is, and I've done the same thing, okay? I'll come into the room, and I'll be like, oh, your blood pressure is 150 over 90. Well, I guess this Lotrel 510 isn't working. Let's double it. Let's crank it up. And now let's put you on Lotrel 1020. We're going to crank it up. And then, you know, my patient's like, well, no, I'm not taking my medicine. Okay, the one thing we were learned in we were taught in medical school is you ask people if they're taking their medicine. Now, some of you are too embarrassed to tell the doctor that you're having money problems, or you're too embarrassed to tell the doctor that you don't, you don't want to take it or you haven't been taking it. So here I am, I'm cranking up your dose only to find out that you're just taking the medicine, you're taking the prescription. Some of you aren't even filling the prescription. All right. Now, what's going on? Why can't you talk to your doctor? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you guys make too much money. You're rich. I got nothing in common with you all. No, we're not rich. We're not making too much money. You have a lot in common with us. Just give us a chance. Okay. Just tell us. When my patients tell me that there's a monetary issue with a prescription, I listen. I get that. If you have a doctor that doesn't listen, then fire that doctor and get a new one. Remember, a medicine is only good if it satisfies three things. Number one, if it works. Number two, if there's very little side effects and you could tolerate it. But number three, if it's accessible. If the medication is not accessible, right? You know, like this new cancer vaccine. Well, that's great. There's a cancer vaccine. Is it accessible to us? I can't talk about how wonderful it is because I can't use it on my patients. Okay? All right? Or, wow, it's a $2,000 a month medication that helps fight psoriasis. Not accessible to my patients. So if it's not accessible, it's a worthless medication. So I don't want to write worthless medications. I want to write medications that you're going to take because I don't want to fail as a doctor. I don't like to fail. All right? I like to make sure I am succeeding with every single one of my patients. If I think I'm going to fail with you, then I transfer you to another doctor. Okay, I don't need the $5.15 that your insurance company pays me in addition to your copay. I don't need that money. I don't want to fail. My reputation is so much more important. Okay, and your life is even more important. So if I don't think you're going to follow my instructions, or I don't think you're going to take the medication I prescribe, then I'm going to change your medication. If you're like, well, I don't believe in medications, I don't believe in mammograms, I don't believe in tests, all I want to do is, Ouija board. Okay, I understand that. I admire you for having certain values, but I probably can't help you. You know, we had a woman with breast cancer that was eating away at her breast. She was a new patient to us and just wanted to do homeopathy. I told her I can't help her. I can't watch her die. I'm a huge fan of homeopathy. And even the homeopathic doctor said, no, don't come here. Go to a surgeon and get this out. Unfortunately, she died. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So younger patients appear to be skipping their drugs more than older patients, okay? And people, of course, who are skipping, it's not that they dislike it for side effects or trying to stretch the medicine out. Some of you will take a medication and cut it in half. That's fine for some medication. For others, no. It's not fine, okay? I don't want you taking your amiodarone, all right, or your digoxin and messing around with it. Those are heart medications. Don't want you messing around with your Plavix. So if you do find that you have to stretch things out, talk to the doctor. Some of us doctors, we know some ins and outs. Some of us know that some of these pharmaceutical companies give coupons. I mean, the problem is once you go generic, there's not a lot of options. Now, some of you would say, well, if it's generic, I don't need any, financial reprieve. Well, not always. When Prozac went generic, I believe it was still close to $100 a month for some of my patients. So they stopped taking their antidepressant. That was some pretty scary stuff. Now, generic thyroid medication, some generic blood pressure medicines like at Walmart or at Sam's Club, et cetera, you could get dirt cheap, which is nice. But for a lot of you, your generics aren't that cheap. I've tried to write Augmentin for some of you. It's an antibiotic that's been out for decades. You'll get a dog bite. You'll get a cat bite. I'll try to give you Augmentin, and you'll call me up saying it's too expensive. Fine, I could switch you to another medicine. But don't think just because something's generic, it's cheaper. And then what you may want to do is look at what a brand name drug costs and what the pharmaceutical company is offering as incentives. For example, some of you will get a prescription, let's say, for Crestor. And I think Crestor is it's a cholesterol medicine that I believe right now has this, $20 savings card, where basically no prescription will be more than $20. If your insurance qualifies, et cetera. So if you're spending $30 a month on a generic cholesterol medicine, because you're going brand name and using the pharmaceutical company's coupons, you may actually be spending less. So use your doctor. If your doctor is of no help and they just go, duh, I don't know. And sometimes I do that. Sometimes I have no clue what's going on prescription-wise. If I'm not willing to help you, you fire me. If I'm willing to go, okay, let's try to figure this out. Now, unfortunately, we doctors can't keep up on what's going on with the insurance company. So what we end up doing is we say, look, go to your insurance carrier, get the list of medicines that's on the formulary. Bring that list in, and we're going to work with it. Sometimes the pharmacist will actually call and say, look, benazepril is a lot cheaper than the Cozar. But you're like, I can't give them benazepril because they get a cough. What else do you have? You know, or they'll say the Cozar is cheaper than the Benicar. But if the pharmacist can't do that for you, bring in your list, and your insurance company should have a list of formulary. Bring that in and then have the doctor pick something on the list if they can. All right? I get you guys. This economy is not getting any better. Okay, when we come back in the next hour, some researchers are saying put IUDs in your teenagers. They're safe. And we're going to talk about this collapsible origami condom that the Gates Foundation is pretty excited about. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.